Welcome, Abundant Babe. I have been waiting for you, and I get the feeling I know you pretty well already. Because like me, you are the visionary, the eternal optimist, the one who embraces all aspects of her divine feminine while being grounded with ambitious and driven energy. You've got big dreams, and you're ready to make it all happen. Well, let me tell you, soul sister, you've come to the right place. The Abundant Babe podcast is designed for goddesses just like you. We will talk about purposeful business, personal growth, mindset, money, manifestation, success, goals, all with a splash of spirituality and a tad of silliness. I know you've got it in you, and now is the time, beautiful. Trust in yourself and take action on what myself and other Abundant Babes share in this sacred space. And believe me, babe, your life will continue to change and expand. I'm your host, Viola Hug, multi-passionate entrepreneur, mentor, and coach. And my purpose is to help visionaries manifest everything they want through alignment, spirituality, and tangible strategy. It is so great to have you here. Now let's get into today's episode. Hello and welcome back to the Abundant Babes podcast. This is your host, Viola Hug. I'm super excited you're tuning in today. Thank you for being here. You are in for an excellent episode. I'm really, really excited to welcome fellow entrepreneur Jenna Fay to the podcast. Welcome, Jenna.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm pumped to be here.
Yeah, it's so exciting. So for those of you who don't know Jenna, this is your first introduction to her. She's an online business strategist and leadership coach for conscious entrepreneurs. And she is the co-founder of the Soul Meets Strategy. Soul Meets Strategy process, I guess you could call it, and specializes in scaling to six and multi-six figures while doing your soul's work, which is so cool because that's like legit, like perfectly aligned with this podcast. So I'm really excited to have you here and chat a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm pumped for us to jam out on all things business with your audience. It's going to be a good time.
Woo! So share a little bit more, like, because I know as well, like right now you're also like living digital nomad lifestyle, which is super cool. And you're building your business with your partner, I understand as well, right?
Yes. Yes. That's why I absolutely love that we've been connected in the online space, I know, for a while now. And I love seeing that you run your company alongside and in some ways with your partner, and you guys are doing the travel thing, which is so cool because it's actually not really that common to see digital nomad in couples.
Yeah, you're totally right. That's so true. And I know like so many times my husband and I, like we are like fully in support and we do aspects of our business together for sure. And so like so many times we're like, we need to see, like, because we tried it and we're like, it'd be so cool if we did like an actual couple thing. But the like few times we've like come up with business plans and stuff, it's just like we work so different that it's like we serve the world better when we're on our own thing supporting each other. So I'm like so stoked to see you and your partner like really working together because I think it's like the coolest thing ever.
Thanks.
Yeah. So share with us a little, like, cause right now I know you just said you're in PEI, which probably most of the world doesn't know where that is, but it's like East Coast Canada.
Yeah.
If you've heard of Anne of Green Gables, that's where she is right now, but you're not from there, right?
Yeah. My dad's family is from here. Oh, so I feel like I'm related to probably 10% of the island.
Yeah, most likely. You're probably related to Anne of Green Gables.
Probably, yeah. And I didn't grow up here, but I've spent a lot of time here. So it's really cool to come back. This is the first time I'll ever be like actually spending an extended period of time on the island. So it's so great.
So where are you originally from? Well,
so originally I'm from Calgary. That's where I was born and raised, as well as my partner, Spence. And that's where we started this entire adventure, like our company, our adventures, travels, all of it really started from Calgary and Alberta, Canada. So if you've heard of Banff, where all the beautiful mountains are, I was lucky enough to be raised with that as my backyard.
Yeah. Amazing. That's so cool. And, from like your kind of more personal experience, what's like been your story that's led you up to this point of like, one, starting a business, but also two, like working within the area and business that you work in?
Ooh, okay. So this is good. And I'll give you the shorter version because that could be a whole episode in itself because it's been quite the evolution. But short version of this is, you know, my entrepreneurial journey as well as my personal development journey, because I think like for so many of us, they're actually very intertwined.
Yeah.
Started about 5 years ago. And at that point, I was very much the kind of person who did everything I quote unquote should. Like I went to school right after graduating for business. I was working as a human resources manager and got into it, number one, because I had no idea what the hell I wanted to do with my life. And two, thought I should do something businessy. That's just kind of what people were doing. And that's what a few friends were taking. I'm like, cool, this is what I'll do. And then getting into human resources, I was thinking I could help people because I was specializing a lot in corporate coaching, like within leadership. I was doing a lot of recruitment and hiring, but I was also doing a lot of firing and laying people off and basically like soul crushing people that they no longer had a job anymore because of the economy.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because it's now come full circle because I'm so passionate about the change of the economy and like taking pieces of my corporate background into our company's soulmate strategy. But at the same time, like I would never, ever want to personally go back to being in that 9 to 5. But yeah, that's basically where it started. At that point, I was 70 pounds heavier. I was in a previous relationship where I was engaged and I was a stepmom from the age of 17. So I was in this really unhealthy, abusive relationship. I was in a job that like really wasn't fulfilling. I had a shopping addiction, like literally like everything that could be going wrong in my life and misaligned. Like it was all mirroring back that I just wasn't very happy, wasn't very healthy, didn't have very much self-worth, didn't have clarity of what I wanted to do. So the journey kind of started at this 5 year mark when I decided to start with my health, like start with losing weight and just wanting to feel better. And then that got me into nutrition and that led into network marketing, which introduced me to entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. And it was all this like catalyst from there of everything from getting my personal training and coaching certification to it's been 3 years now since I left corporate. And that's really when I went full time into the business. And yeah, I have been building it basically from the beginning with my partner.
That is so awesome. I love that. And I think that's such a powerful perspective to be able to have on doing what you do, because one, you've been through so much of the personal stuff where like the truth is like you cannot move out of a personal like struggle like that without really applying and getting to know what it means to like really change your life and evolve as a person, right? Like you just have to do it in order to really truly change.
Yes. Yes.
And then also you have this like really interesting side, which is like this understanding the business world from a really unique perspective as well, which I think is really, really interesting.
Yeah, it's really come full circle, which I couldn't see for a long time. And I was like, oh my God, I wasted all these years working at a job that didn't really light me up. And then you go through like all the beginning stages of entrepreneurship where I was sold that I'd become a millionaire overnight and only work 5 hours a day or 5 hours a week, you know, and it would be just like rainbows and unicorns and so amazing. And it totally was the opposite. And it was a lot of work, not to say it wasn't fun, but it was a lot more work than what I realized. And that's where I feel like it's come full circle because I went from being like totally delusioned, thinking that I could just become an overnight sensation. Without having to put the work in, but then also now realizing why it was so crucial that I spent that time in corporate, because it's helped me a lot more with seeing the structures and seeing the economy. And to kind of answer the beginning question as well, like why did I get into the area of business that I got into, is partly from my own coaching evolution, like working with a coach and working with mentors, stepping into that, and then seeing like such a huge gap in the marketplace and in the online coaching space where there's so many conscious, spiritual, you know, soul-centered entrepreneurs who are overworking and undercharging and who have all these stories out there of like what it actually means to have a sustainable business. So for me, it was something I became so passionate about because I truly believe business is the key to creating bigger collective shifts. Like it's the most powerful structure that we have in our world.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more. And I feel like it's like such an interesting thing because we're in a space now where it's become more accessible to people than ever it ever really has been in society. And especially, I mean, accessible on the level of the impact that you can make from your home, like literally from your laptop. Right. Which is just like
exactly.
So powerful, so incredible. But then at the same time as well, like business and entrepreneurship is totally put on a silver platter by society. Right. Like it's like a cool like thing to do now. Like, oh yeah, I'm starting a business. Like, but it's like not, like what you said, it's not as easy as you think. Like, you think you're just going to be this overnight success, and you think because you see this person posting that on Instagram, if you post that too, you're going to be just as famous and popular, and you're going to get just as many sales. But there's actually like so much internal work and so much like growth and persistence that needs to go into it that I think a lot of times people don't realize when they're just like seeing all these crazy amazing people on Instagram.
Yeah, I was totally out to lunch when I stepped into it. Even when I was at the stage where I left my job, like I have a unique edge there where I didn't leave my job because I had this crazy success story in my first years and, you know, was out doing my corporate income. Like, no, I was actually still super in debt and hardly making any money. But I just knew like I couldn't stay anymore. And that was personally, it's not necessarily what I recommend everybody do. I think exit strategies are awesome. And having a plan in place for me at the time, I did not do that and just kind of took a big leap and decided to go for it. And that for me personally was like the kick that I needed though. That was the catalyst for like everything to basically sink or swim and be like, okay, I have to figure this out. I'm going to hire some real mentors. I'm going to treat my business like a business and not treat it like a project. And I feel like that's what allowed us to scale so quickly once we got in with both feet instead of just kind of dabbling, so to speak. Because at that time I wore a lot of hats. I was like spiritual coach, life coach, business coach, network marketer, personal trainer, like local healer. So it got us streamlined to start focusing, and then you throw traveling the world in the mix and it was like, okay, I really have to get focused now.
Yeah, absolutely. I so hear that. And I think that because that's the same that I did is like I wasn't making money yet, but I knew I had to leave my job.
And,
yeah. And it's like I've been for sure one of those like sink or swim people, but it's been also it was an interesting journey for me because it was like I kind of just like bobbed for quite a long time. Like I wasn't really swimming and I wasn't really floating, like sinking. It was just kind of like somewhere in the middle. But it was like such an incredible growth journey. And it's, I for sure know for me, that was like what my soul needed too, because I just needed to see that it was possible and that I could survive no matter what. Right. Like that was really like such a key for me.
Yeah. Well, and it really goes against for most of us, everything that we've ever been taught about what's possible. And I even found those limiting beliefs coming out for me further into the journey. Like it was 3 years ago this month that I quit my corporate job and started going more focused into my own business. But it was about 6 months after that, and we'd started traveling. I was making more money, but I also had like a total panic attack moment where I went and got a waitressing job, really for no reason. But like, to me, it was still that illusion of having more stability. Like I was bringing in some money in my business, but I was like, oh, I better bring in more because like, what if this all crumbles? So then I'm like working 16 hours a day, totally burning myself out. And I did that for like 6 months out of total scarcity before I realized like it was actually just slowing down the growth of the business. So I quit again. And then it's like things like doubled and tripled and so on from there, because I just decided to be like a full energetic in like full body yes, whereas before it was still kind of like 1 foot in, 1 foot out. And there's like no guilt or shame about having a part-time job, but I wasn't doing it for the right reasons.
Yeah. And that's like what I say all the time is like, sometimes people like they put this like, oh, you have to quit your job to be this like big hotshot entrepreneur. And no, you fucking don't. Like you can have
yeah.
a job. You can be doing projects that are like side businesses that are in your zone of excellence that you're really, really good at, but aren't like, you know, the main thing that you're really building while you're still building everything else up. Like I hear so many people talk about like, oh, if I have to go get a part-time job, then I failed. But it's like, no, you're actually being smart and like, supporting yourself on your journey, if that's, you know, from the right reasons, like what you said, not coming from a space of like scarcity or whatever. But I think like this whole concept of going all in is so huge. Like people often ask me as well, because I was the same, like I was kind of like dabbling around with different businesses, and I launched my coaching business at the end of 2017 in December. And it was just so weird. And I don't know, like, I don't really know how, what to put it down to, like whether it was just like my ego, because I'd already been in business for a little while. And I thought I deserved to already be like seen as someone who was successful, or whether it was just like such a powerful intuitive decision, or what it was necessarily, or maybe a combination of all of them. But I like stepped into the coaching business and I was just like, I literally just showed up and I was like, I'm a coach and I'm awesome at it. Like,
I love it.
I know. I just fully owned it. And it was just like, from that point forward, I organized my life like a coach. I set up a calendar with coaching sessions. I set up my pricing. I set up my website. Like, I set up everything that for me felt like the right thing to do to go all in. And that's when I started to have transformation. And it's so funny when I talk to people who followed me back then when I first launched my business, and they say, like, I literally thought you had like your shit together and you were like so like nailing it, when I'm sitting in the background going like, oh my God, like, how do I do this? Like, what program should I launch? Like, should I do courses? Should I do programs? Should I just do like trying to figure out what the heck I've even doing? But it was just because I so fiercely jumped into it that that energy like radiated off. And I think that's why like people invested in me when I first started, because they were like, oh yeah, she's in it. You know, she's not just playing around.
Yeah. People can feel your confidence. I always say that, like, if you're not confident in you, why would somebody else be confident in you? And I know for me, when I was, and I think we're all human, like obviously we have days and moments where maybe we're not fully owning our brilliance for sure, but as a general thing, and like how you show up and how you present yourself. And I know for me, when I was only playing at like 10% of that, I wasn't attracting the right people. I attracted some, but they weren't the right people. And then when I shifted that, this was kind of after the waitressing job, so about 2.5 years ago, so 2017, I guess that would be. Mm-hmm. And then everything changed, and it was like a way higher caliber person I was calling in. It was so much more fun. I felt like I was having spaciousness in the business. And it was just a totally different energy from when I was operating out of a space of like lack and scarcity and like not really believing that this could be a real thing.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. And I love this. And I'd love to talk about this a little bit more, which is, I know, something that you teach within your coaching and everything that you do. But when you just said it's like calling in the right people, like, I think that also, like, sometimes people, like, I mean, we tell ourselves a whole bunch of stories. We tell ourselves all this stuff about what it means to do whatever, like how you said before, like people overworking, undercharging. Like, we very easily tell ourselves stories about like, I need to charge this much because I'm only worthy of this much, or I've only just started, or whatever else we're saying, right? And people can feel this resistance, but also as you grow and as you start to elevate your prices and what you're doing, and even just like on the spectrum of what you're offering, like, you're always going to have like your higher end, more premium offers, and then you're going to have your more accessible offers. And you talk about high value and high ticket sales for conscious leaders. Like, can we touch on that a little bit more?
Yes, please. Yeah. This is something I love talking about so much. And I find in the kind of quote unquote spiritual community, there's kind of like two camps. There's like camp A of people who are like, oh, hell no. Like, I want to give everything away for free to everybody. Like, there's no way I could have a, you know, quote unquote premium offer. And then there's camp B who is wanting to charge that, but they're still kind of feeling like a disconnect about like, can I really charge that? And I guess technically there's a camp C too, and people who are owning it and loving it as well. Yeah. But I definitely see a lot of gaps happening for people. So when I say high value and high ticket, basically my whole concept and belief around that, and there's always exceptions to the rule, but generally speaking, service-based entrepreneurs, so like coaches, healers, therapists, you know, copywriters, all of these individuals, a lot of the time are trying to either do all the things where they're launching a course and a membership and one-on-one coaching and group coaching, like all of the things, which leads to doing none of them really that effectively, mm-hmm. from what I see. Or they're starting from the low to work up to the high. You know, they're like, okay, well, I have to work with a bunch of people and then I'll feel validated and then I'll raise my prices, or et cetera, et cetera. So what I really believe is, as long as you're good at what you do, right? Like, if somebody is brand new and has never worked with a client, then like you have to earn that. Like, you have to, whatever you need to do, if you need to take some pro bono clients, if you need to start lower. But if you've gotten to the stage where you are confident, you know, like you're at like Viola's level when she started and she's like, I'm good at this. Like, I'm owning it. I'm a badass. Like, when you feel like that about your skill set and the transformation that you can help facilitate for the clients that you work with, it makes so much more sense in my mind that you start focusing first on your higher ticket, like minimum 2000, but to me, like, high ticket can be even like 20-30K programs. So like, let's just say, for example, sake here, like 2000 or your $5,000 or $10,000 package for the average coach stepping into this space and really going to aim on making a full-time income. Mm-hmm. If they're focusing on high ticket offers first, like let's say this $2,000 to $10,000 with a one-on-one client, and they're going organic, like it is so much easier to create 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like to fill up your one-on-one coaching high ticket and then actually have resources, aka like cash flow, coming into your business that you can start to scale out from there. And essentially, I believe that the more resources you can create, the more people you can actually help and you can serve. And then you can work down and start to create those lower end offerings, like the membership sites, the courses. So you still get to serve all the people you want to serve, but you're now taken care of and have the resources you need to do things like hire a team to support you, to run those membership sites and do these things. So you can do a really good job. So at the end of the day, your customers have a better experience and you're not burning yourself out in the process. So it's just kind of a quick overview of my thoughts mm-hmm. around that. Let me know if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's epic. Like, I love that perspective. And I'm like, yes, there is a gap because more people need to be talking about this. Like, this is so good. And it comes to like some things that come to mind that I'm wondering if the audience might be curious to learn more about. But yeah. When you say that, like, cause I've for sure had these types of conversations before where it's like talking about, and not necessarily like you, not necessarily just raising the prices for the sake of raising them. Like you said, it really mm-hmm. does need to feel like internally validated and everything. And just like a little side note, like when I first started, even when I thought I was awesome, like there was obviously still a lot of work to do because I did think I was awesome, but I still felt like nervous and scared about it. My first
totally
program that I did was $99 New Zealand dollars, so like 60
US. I love it,
you know. And it was a 6-week like pretty intensive program. But,
just you know. on a side tangent to that, I had an email pop up when I was searching for something in my emails between myself and my partner Spence, and it was from 2017, and it literally was us brainstorming some ideas for like initial offers that we're putting out, and I was creating this like $8 program. Like it was actually $8. And I was like, everybody will come, like the crowds will be, I'm like, I remember saying to him, I said, it quote, I don't know if we'll have the capacity to take on all the people.
Oh my gosh.
On this $8 offer. So I totally get it. I feel you. And it's like we all have to start somewhere.
Yeah, for sure. I just love it though. That's how you learn. And it's like, that's why I say to people as well, just like, just do something. Like rather than sitting on your butt, just like put offers out there, price at whatever, like just get it, start moving, because that's when you're also like, oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Now I see what works. Now I see what doesn't. Now I know what to adjust. Right.
100%.
But where was I going? So I was saying, obviously, if we're talking about like increased prices or high-end offers or all those kinds of things, like we are talking about coming from a place where we genuinely like do believe in our power behind it, in a sense, like also being mindful that we're not like self-sabotaging. This is a touchy subject because it's like we have the one side of us that's just like where our mindset can sometimes be like, oh, but am I worth charging that? But that's not what it's about. It's just like, if you know you're good at it, then you can create these incredible offers. And, but then where's like the shift in, like how you actually communicate that? Because what if someone was like, oh, like, you know, you're fairly new to the game, or you're, you know, yes, you've had some clients, but now you're creating these really high-end offers. Like, how do you communicate that? Cause you obviously have to communicate that differently than you were to say, oh, I'm doing this program for $100. And now you're saying, oh, I'm doing this for $5,000 or $10,000 or $30,000.
Mm-hmm. This is an awesome question. And for me, like the big, big thing here, like what it comes down to is, one, I feel that everybody is infinitely worthy. And so often as business owners, people are attaching, and I used to do it too, our price tags to our worth, like our own personal worth. But if we're infinitely worthy, it's like, how can we even attach our pricing to our own personal worth? Like it doesn't even make sense to me. So the big thing on that is like, I for sure recommend pricing and structuring offers based on the value to the client, essentially, like, which then leads into the second point, which is what's the ROI. And so many people skip out on this. I'm like the, not, I want to say Nazi, but I'm not a Nazi, but like ninja to helping people with the tangibility of their ROI. like so often people will, they'll go from like the $99 offer to saying, cool, well, like now I'm going to take a stab at doing a higher ticket. I'm going to make this program $3,000 now. And they haven't changed their positioning or their messaging at all. So they're still talking to the people who are stuck, broken, lost, and not talking to the people who are actually ready to take action. And they're not owning, even if they're new, how much experience they have, because experience isn't just with the clients that you've worked with. Like it's like literally accumulated through your entire life of being.
Yeah.
And they're not looking at the return on investment for clients. So a lot of the time, and you probably see this too, is I'm going to help you have more clarity. I'm going to help you be more aligned. I'm going to help you feel more happy. And those are all amazing things. But I feel like if that's what people are marketing off of and they're starting to get into higher end, that's where I feel like the high value piece is missing. They might have the high ticket, but they might not have the high value. Because to me, when people see that, especially with the rise of the industry becoming more saturated, which is actually awesome because it means there's a need for it. But you know, people see that and they're like, okay, cool. Well, I'm going to be more aligned. Like, what am I going to do with that? Like, I'm going to feel more clear, but like on what? So Essentially the return on investment is like the tangible thing that people can do with that thing. So like, you know, I know it's a lot easier for business coaching and the make more money space, because it's really easy to be like, oh, well, if I'm paying $5,000 and this is going to help me potentially create $50,000 this year from investing, that's a really good return. Like statistically, most people are happy with like a 10 to 20x investment. But when we get into the have a better life space, this is where people get all hung up and they're like, well, I know I help with clarity and alignment and happiness, but like, I don't really know. And I feel like people feel kind of constricted is what I hear a lot. Like they don't know how to streamline that because they don't want to leave people behind, or each person's really individual. So what I say is like, well, what does that allow them to do? Like if you're a relationship coach, you know, what's the cost of them not saving their relationship? Like, is it divorce? How much is that going to cost them? Like, you can assign a tangible value to anything, like whether you're a Reiki healer, if you're a life coach, a relationship coach, a nutritionist. So it's about really understanding that so that you can convey it to your audience so that they can understand that this is something really valuable that's going to change their life. And to me, like that's all like the positioning and messaging, but fundamentally starts with the coach or the entrepreneur understanding it so that they can actually communicate it. Because most people don't understand like just how deep the work that they do like goes for their clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like that's like a big shift as well. Like semi-side note, but not really. It's like when I was first like thinking of hiring a one-on-one coach, which was the first time I did that was when I was in my coaching business. Like I hadn't done that before. But I had done like a couple of group program coaching things and stuff. But it was like, for me, it was like, okay. And same when I was thinking of my pricing, actually, like now that I'm thinking about it, I thought, okay, we're going to do one call a week over this amount of time. So how much is that time that I'm investing worth? Right?
Yes. Yeah.
And I very much like in my head thought it was like the amount of time that I was giving them that they were paying for, which.
Yeah. And this is the big shift. Yeah. Going from time and like, because that's where it's like the employee mindset. Like we're all so used to charging by like hours spent and time input instead of transformation.
Yes, exactly. And that's exactly it. It's actually not time at all. It's transformation. Because would you be willing to pay like, you know what I mean? Like if over a month you could get this result, or in one call you could get this result, would it matter to you if it was one call or 1 month, if it's the same result? No. Right? Like it's the result that you're after, not the amount of time. And And so then so for me, that was like this understanding that it's not actually about like trading time. It's not even getting strategy or tips or any of that stuff, even though that's like kind of like I think of it that that's the bonus material of working with a coach or offering coaching to other people. That's for sure bonus, or not just coaching, just like whatever you do. But it's actually also about the fact that you're like literally stepping into their energetic vortex. So it's like the way they think, the way they see things, the way they act, the way they structure their life and all that kind of stuff is the energy that then creates the level of success or the level of life or fulfillment or whatever that they have in their life. And as a client, you step into that energy and now you have access to really like calibrate your energy to that point. So it's really you're stepping into a space where you're actually getting to like energetically align with a whole new frequency. And then all of the bonus is then all of this other stuff that comes with it. Right.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
I feel like you totally hit the nail on the head. And I totally agree, because I think what people are paying for is never the logistics. Like, people don't give a shit if they get 4 calls or 2 calls or group calls. Like, at the end of the day, people don't even care if they're joining a group program or a one-on-one. Like, they think they do, but that isn't actually what is the important thing to them. It's whether or not it's going to collapse the time frame for them, if it's going to help support them get to the results that they want. Mm-hmm. And everything else is just like tools. Like, one of the things I love to teach our clients, which could be really helpful for anybody who's service-based listening to this, is whether this is for designing your own programs or even if you're going to work with somebody in the future, is taking a look to see, like, number one, that you resonate with the person, because this is so important. That's like stepping into the energetic vortex. And then on the more logistic side of things, of what you're getting, I always follow a SAM method. So making sure it addresses skills, accountability, and mentorship. So skills is like learning the things that you don't know. Like, that's the new information. Mm-hmm. The accountability is obviously having that person calling you forward, supporting you through it, helping you implement it. And the coaching or mentorship is the customized support from that individual. That's them calling you up, calling you forward to implement those things and help you apply it specifically to your business or specifically to your health and your circumstance, where essentially you're not doing it alone. So when you have all of those things, the skills, accountability, mentorship, it creates a really well-rounded experience for the individual to have the best success.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love that. I feel like that's such a good little like back pocket thing to keep in mind.
Yeah.
And then also for yourself, like if you're doing like a self audit on your own business, it's like, are you one, showing up in that, those areas? And then two, like, are you really like, are there ways that you can grow in those areas and like showcase that a little bit more? Like when we talk about like high ticket, high value sales, it's like, really, are you showing the audience that this is what you're here for, that this is what you're able to do for them and mm-hmm. be for them as well? Because I feel like it's like, you can be the best kept secret in the world, you know, like but no one's going to friggin' buy from you if they don't know about what you do and what you're sharing. And just kind of like rewinding to what you said, I think that's like one of the most powerful questions, like the ROI. And when you first said it, I was like, oh, do you mean the ROI of how much you can make from this program? But you actually meant the ROI of what the client's return on investment is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And really building out the program around that. Like I truly believe that, as I'll say coaches, but I really mean as like online entrepreneurs, whatever your service-based business is, like if you're not solving a six-figure problem for your clients, and this might kind of trigger you, and if so, then it's a good mirror, that you're not working and you're not trying hard enough for your clients. Because if you can't find a value on what you do that's worth $100,000 or more, then it's really hard to justify charging even 5K, because that would be like a 20X return for $100,000. And it doesn't have to be monetary. It's like, this is potentially saving relationships. This is saving people, like literally. And like, if you're wondering, how do I figure out this like number? How do I put a number on it? It's like, start talking to your people. Like, ask your health coach, like ask your clients, like, how much is it worth to you that, you know, we were able to solve your weight problem or do this thing? And they're like, oh my God, like I can't even put a price on that. It's invaluable. Like, you know, you're in the right range. If people can't even put a number, it's so valuable to them. Like, they were like, that's worth like 10 years to me, or that's worth like my entire year's salary, like $100,000. Like, you got to start talking to people and hearing it right from the mouth of your tribe that this is really valuable to them. And like looking at it from a high level view of like, okay, well, how much does a divorce cost? Or like, how much does heart surgery cost in America? Like actually looking at those things, because it'll make you way more confident in that ROI and being like, no, like this is really valuable to you. Like this 3,000 is nothing, you know, for how much value you're actually getting in this experience, or 10,000, or et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly. And I feel like the biggest thing when I think about that for me as well, is I always think like to the future is like there is like nothing someone wouldn't pay to get back experiences in their life. You know, you hear of all of the deathbed stories, and it's like the people that regretted not spending time with their family. It's the fact that they regretted not making that decision. It's the fact that they wish they did more of this, wish they did more of that. And the craziest thing about that is when you really, really do think about it, like, yes, there's obviously like the specificity of like, yeah, the time with the family or doing this or doing that. But it really comes down to the fact that when we're in this area of helping people with personal growth, self-awareness, deciding what they want in life and having the courage to go after it, like you are literally unlocking that box for them where they understand that they have the power to live a life that where they don't have those kinds of thoughts at the end of their life, where it's like the moments before they die are the happiest moments of their life because they're looking back on everything they've done and everything they've achieved and they knew they showed up for exactly what they wanted out of this life.
Like, oh, I have like goosebumps.
I know, me too. I'm like getting emotional thinking about it, but that is so true. It's like, how can you even like worry about what you charge when you're literally helping someone unlock that phase of their life and their evolution for them?
Regardless. Yeah, like experiences are everything. Like that's what people want. Like they want more time with their friends. They want time with their family. They want to be able to go to retreats. They want to be able to travel. Like they don't really care about more money at the end of the day. It's what they're doing with that money. And as entrepreneurs, by creating more resources in your own business, like not only is that making sure like your own well-being is taken care of and you can better serve your clients, but you know, on an energetic level, the investment has to be the right amount for your clients. And maybe this is something that you teach your clients, but I know for me, it's such a big thing that when people invest, it should be scary. It should be uncomfortable because they're stepping into a next level. And it should also be empowering. Like there should be no fear mongering. There should be no shaming or guilting people into, you know, putting it on a credit card if that's not their own personally empowered decision that they're making.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like with high ticket offers and really any offer, like there was like people who I remember with my $8 offer who were like, Jenna, I can't pay for this. Like, can I just have it for free? It's like there's at every single level, there's always people who are going to say it's too much. And there's also going to be people who look at that and the value perception to them is just like, oh, this is probably not very in depth, or like, oh, it's probably not very good. And so with that, it's like you have to own the price point and realize like for the right person, this is an exciting investment to them for their commitment. It's like I signed up for a bunch of like $100 to $1,000 courses in the last 12 months. And I know I'll get around to doing them, but there's like 80% of them that I just haven't done because the financial energy behind those investments wasn't high enough for me to give a shit to prioritize it. But you know, the 30K mastermind I'm in, like I show up, I do everything, like I'm on it because I'm like, that's a lot of money to me. Like that would make a big difference if I were just to pay for it, not do anything. But yeah. 5 years ago, the $100 course, it was like, I was doing it. I was on it. I was invested. So it's like, that's another thing to consider too, of like high ticket sales and the high value is like for some people, like that needs to be a higher number for them to be energetically committed to their own results.
Yeah. And not even energy, not even only energetically committed, but literally interested, because this was like one of my biggest mindset shifts. I thought it was all about pricing too high. That was the problem. It's like, oh, my prices must be too high. Listen, like sometimes your prices are too damn freaking low, because if you're really like promising the shift and you're really like, you have this vision of who you really want to work with and what you really want to impact them. And it is really a high value thing, you know, like it's a really like thing that can really transform a lot in someone's life. Think about the kind of person that really wants that is probably someone who's really serious about changing their life. And then if you only make it a few $100 or even like a few thousand, then it's like, to the person that actually really wants that value in their life, are they looking to only invest that much? Because for me, when I first started looking for a one-on-one coach, I wasn't even making that much money yet. Like I was making a few thousand a month, which I mean is still incredible. I praise that. And anyone who's making that, you're awesome. But for what I was looking to invest was like more than what I was even earning, because the only coaches that I was interested in are the ones that I knew were going to give me the epic transformation. And again, like it wasn't just because of the time that they're giving me or the skills that they had necessarily, even though for sure that was a part, but it was about the ones that I just like felt like I wanted to be in their energetic space and I wanted them to be the ones that mentored me. And so like the month that I had a call with the woman I ended up hiring as my one-on-one coach, she like told me her pricing, and that was like, I think I just made that the month before or something like this. And this is while we're traveling and like, you know, like unpredictable expenses, all the things. And I was just like, okay, I'm in, I just need to make that money this month and I'm signing up. And I did. Right. But
Yeah.
It's like when I looked at other coaches, the biggest thing that I was thinking was that's not a high enough investment for the transformation that I'm after.
Yeah. I totally feel the same. Like I did, I started with some courses, then it was some group programs. And my first one-on-one coach was like a 20K investment. And I wasn't making, you know, what would that have been? I think I was paying, it was like $2,600 a month. I wasn't making that yet. Yeah. In my business. So it was like 1 to 2,000. I think I had like a $3,000 month and I was like, cool. Like this is my entire month's wages. I'm in. Like, here we go. Like, but you know, it was a really exciting decision where I was like, wow, like I could see the vision and the path by surrounding myself with this person's energy and their guidance mm-hmm. to create big results. Whereas if I hired somebody who's charging $100 an hour and still in that kind of model, like I would have been like, well, can they really help me go to where I want to be? Like, this is also where it's so important to get as clear as you can. And of course it's going to keep evolving, but be as clear as you can be on your vision and like what you want to do and what excites you, because it's going to help you align with the people who can help get you there. Because if you're totally swimming in the dark and then you're just randomly hiring people, or you're hiring based off like, and please don't do this, like what you think other people are doing, you know, or having success, like that isn't necessarily going to help catapult you into that next level as fast as maybe taking the time to get clear and taking the time to find the right person or people to surround yourself with to support you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I totally agree with that as well. Like, that's awesome. I love it. So I was also thinking while you were talking about like, the level of investment when you're saying like, that's like the level that you want versus another levels that you don't. It's like, I think what it really comes down to is that deciding where you want to start, like there's no shame in doing it either way. Like, sure, you can start low and build up your prices. Sure, you can, whatever, like whatever you want to do. But I do think there's so much magic in talking about this and at least having a premium offer that you can play around with. And you know, like I say, you're allowed to have fun, you're allowed to try things out, and it doesn't all have to be like make or break and all serious sauce, although you still have to go all in on your energy, of course. But it's like, even if you're like playing around with having an offer, like the main thing that I'm hearing Jenna recommend here, which I totally agree with, is that you really just need to have absolute clarity on who you're talking to and who the offer is for. And then of course, like what the result's going to be for them. And I know for me and what I've seen in a lot of my clients, and I had this so much at the beginning of my journey, is I was always like, well, what is the result? What could it be? Like I get like so in my head around really what the result could be and what it should be and all that stuff, when really it's so funny because it literally comes to just deciding like, this is the result. And then, like you said, then you build the program around it. Then you build the offer around that.
Oh, I'm so glad that you said this, because it's kind of the chicken and the egg for a lot of people. I know it was for me. And they're like, well, do I start with like the program? And like, I see people like literally plan out every single detail. They're like, this is how many calls. This is that. It's a mastermind. But they haven't really put any thought into who it's for. And they're like, okay, well now who can I apply this to? And then some people start with the person. And like you said, like they're in action, like they can't decide what the outcome of the program is. So yeah, like I feel like you totally hit the nail on the head, because this is for humans at the end of the day. Like this is for other real human being people. So I always say, start with the people, like actually talk to other people, take a look at, well, what people excite you to work with, like what things can you facilitate? And then, yeah, at the end of the day, just choose. Because the reality of it is, like 2-3 years from now, maybe even 6 months from now, it's going to evolve into something else anyway. So if you just stay in analysis by paralysis, like you're not doing anyone a favor. Like you're not generating more income and you're not serving the people who really could use your help. But by taking some action, like you said before, like just do something, choose something, it's always going to lead you to more clarity, because you'll be like, oh, didn't really like that. Or, oh, you know, like for me, for a long time when I was just choosing and I was just taking action, I was like spiritual life business coach. Everybody I would attract was an entrepreneur. And then everybody would always say, even though some of the programs more like life focused, they're like, well, Jenna, cool. Like, how do I keep working with you? Like, how can I, now that I know my purpose and my vision, how can I have a business? Like, what do I do? And it was just like, oh, like that's actually really where my genius lies. That's everybody I'm attracting. Like, why don't I focus over here and explore that? And Mm-hmm. Like, we just have to stay open, that we're always being presented with more options and guidance. And I think a lot of people just stop and they forget just how much direction and guidance they can actually be given if they just actually start taking some action.
Mm, exactly. And just like you owning the fact, oh, I'm going to do more business coaching, doesn't mean that you suddenly don't do spiritual coaching or life coaching anymore, because that's like the genius of like your uniqueness and everyone's uniqueness as well. Is like, and why I'm so passionate about like being multi-passionate, because you can actually be multi-passionate and still have it be very focused and streamlined. It's like when you decide who you're working for, like when you decide who you want to serve, that's when you can bring like any topic. And that's like for me, just like you, like I work with entrepreneurs, but it's like in our coaching sessions, we might be talking about masculine and feminine energy sometimes. We might be talking about strategy sometimes. We might be talking about inner child sometimes. Like, there's so many things that can come into it, but I know exactly where I'm taking them, and that's what's so powerful.
Yeah, like, you can be multi-passionate and still strategic, because there's multi-passionate where people are just trying to do everything because they're fearful that, you know, if they get specific, that nobody will want to work with them. But actually, I know I'm going to say this word wrong. I know you stumbled over it too. Specificity. being focused really, really does help. And you can be multi-passionate within that. Like, I'm so multi-passionate, but I'm multi-passionate like you. And sometimes I'm mindset coaching within my clients, even though if they're entrepreneurs focused on scaling, like, there's still a mindset. There's leadership in there. I have multiple different ways I work with my clients. Like, I do in-person stuff. I do group stuff. I do one-on-one stuff. We're launching a membership. Like, we're doing all this, and that totally gives my like creative multi-passionate self the opportunity to play and do all those things. But I'm not also wearing 20 different hats where I feel like people are confused at like what the hell I am.
Absolutely. I freaking love that. So this conversation has been so freaking valuable. And I feel like if those of you listening right now, if you like really take this information on board and like see where in your life you can apply this right now and see where you can maybe rejig things a little bit and realign things a little bit, you can have some really incredible results. And I know Jenna and I would both love to hear from you and hear like what you're really excited to try out and apply. And if you are applying it or do apply it, please come back to us and let us know how it goes for you, because I'd be super interested to hear. But other than that, Jenna, is there anything like that you want to throw in as kind of like a last nugget of wisdom?
You know, I think the big thing, if I can have a closing thought on this, is for those of you that are listening, is to take a review of your business model, like your offerings, who you're serving, like back to the foundations, or maybe that's where you're at right now, but come at it through the lens of the person or the group of people that you want to help, right? Like, it's not just about like having an avatar and knowing that you only want to help women who are 37 years old named Kelly that live in Wisconsin. It's like, no, it's like a group of people, like their qualities, like what does that look like? And drop back into exploring that problem that you're solving, the value of it to that person, and look at your business model through the lens of that and see like, where are the gaps where you could essentially be better serving people? Because when you are doing that, like, the money comes, it totally does. Yeah. And yeah, there's lots of strategies. There's lots of things you can do with your marketing and improve your sales. But if at the core, like, you're confused and you're not letting yourself step into action, like, it's always going to feel hard. And like, I guarantee that you'll be the same person who's impatient with your marketing and your strategies. And you try it for 2 days and you're like, this doesn't work. What's the next thing? But if you feel really solid in that foundation, even if you've been in business for like 5 years, like, go back to it. Everything else will flow so much easier for you than if you're bypassing that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. That's so amazing. And I love what you said as well about the soul client, like the ideal customer avatar as well, because for me, like I would say, it's psychographic that's important, not the demographic.
Yes, yeah, exactly. It's completely that. And just for those of you, if you're listening, because I know I get this question, and I don't know if you do, but like where to find them. Like, I have a lot of people and they're like, but how do I find my soulmate clients? And this is where you have to actually start talking to people. Like, if you don't know where to find them, you definitely aren't going to know how to sell to them. Like, because you have to connect them, you have to find them. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, I have one client who works with people who are like empty nesters, and she's like, well, I don't know where to find women in like their 50s that their kids are gone. So we had to go and find them. I'm like, well, you don't just like post on Facebook and hope they come running. Like, check out different platforms. You got to find where your people are and start talking to them, because if you can't actually connect with them, like it's impossible to sell to them because they won't even see your stuff. So making sure you're actually on the ground connecting with the other human beings that you want to serve.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love that. That's such epic advice. And if Thanks. People want to get in your space a little bit more and learn more about what you do, like, where can they find you?
Yeah. I love new friends. I love actual human-to-human connections. So I hang out a lot on Instagram, run this account with my partner, Spence. So it's our handle is literally our company name. It's Soulmate Strategy. Our website is soulmatestrategy.com. You can also find our business page, Soulmate Strategy, or just like straight up search us on Facebook or come to our Facebook community. It's called Conscious Leaders Scaling to 6 and 7 Figures if you're more of a Facebook groups kind of person. But whatever platform you connect with us on, shoot me an actual message because I would love to connect with you and follow you back.
Yes, amazing. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. And this has been such an epic episode. I'm so excited for everyone to like go away and apply this and love it just like I have. And to the audience that's listening, thank you so much for being here. You know I love you and I'm so grateful for you every single time that you tune into an episode. If you're ever feeling something that's like really impacting you and you feel like you want to talk about it, you're more than welcome to hop into my Facebook group, Abundant Babes, and start a conversation about it, or even just send me a DM on Instagram and we can have a little bit of a chat. And if this impacted you, you got some aha moments, screenshot the episode and upload it onto your story as well, because both of us would be for sure excited to see that you're listening and enjoying the episode. But
yes, I would love that. And thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, you are so welcome. It's been a blast. So yeah, thank you so much. And to everyone else, we'll catch you again on the next episode of the Abundant Babes podcast.